The violent death of UVA student Yardley Love prompted state officials to examine domestic violence not only on college campuses, but in homes. Panel members say mothers may receive services, but children face compounded problems. Virginia Department of Social Services Deputy Commissioner Margaret Schultz says when children are removed from homes due to abuse, they may not understand. Mothers and children are often not prepared for the roller coaster ride they'll soon endure.
Sometimes they go into the shelter with nothing but the clothes on their back. And how do they combat someone who has legal representation on the other side to make sure that they and their child remain safe? Mental health services to the families that are in those shelters. How do we make sure that the families have access to that the community is actually coming together to provide those services to the families, to make sure that the right people are at the table to help that family?
Schultz says when that doesn't happen, the child could become mentally ill, and some even take on the parent's role when the mother does not. Reporting from Richmond, I'm Tommy McNeil.